Good evening, everyone. City of Baker School Board Special Meeting, Thursday, April 10, 2025, 6 p.m., School Board Office. We will now call to order. If there's a member of the public who would like to make a public comment regarding a particular agenda item, we ask that you, we have put some on the table, at least five cards to start off with. But Ms. Debbie, Ms. Dito, who is seated to my right, and submit your comment with her agenda item noted on the comment card. Please be mindful that we have allowed 2 minutes for each comment in order to give everyone who would like to make a comment an opportunity to do so. Roll call, Ms. Perkins.
Here.
Ms. Prophet.
Here.
Ms. Joseph.
Here.
Ms. Burgess.
Here.
And Ms. Butler. Here. We have a quorum and we will proceed with tonight's agenda. We have silent meditation with Ms. Joseph and Pledge of Allegiance with Ms. Prophet. We may now stand. Amen. Welcome, visitors. Approval of agenda. Are there any comments from the members of the public on the agenda? Are there any comments from the board members? May I have a motion for the approval of the agenda?
I move to approve tonight's agenda.
May I have a second?
I second.
I have a motion by Ms. Burgess and a second by Ms. Prophet. The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
And Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion carries. Action item for tonight. The public may comment on action items. You have 2 minutes per individual. Okay, I have Darian Moore. Can you come to the podium, please? You may begin.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Darion Moore, and I've been employed at Impact Charter for the last 4 years, where the last 2 years I've currently served as the school culture coordinator. And I just want to come here to speak in support of our interim administration with the idea of relocating. And I just would like to say, if it was truly about the kids, we wouldn't be in this situation from jump. And I just feel like we should all be supportive and doing what is right for the kids who are innocent in all of this. And I just want to say that our interim administration, from the board to the interim CEO to the interim principal, have been nothing short of amazing. And that is a big drastic difference from what we have came from to where we are going. So I just ask that y'all truly hold on to that and make the right decision in what's best for the kids. The parents, the staff, we finally feel supported, and we finally feel like that gap between administration and the staff has been filled. And honestly and truly, we would like to keep moving forward and doing what's best and what feels right. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. We have a Gary McGoffin. McGoffin. I'm sorry. Thank you, sir. You can begin.
Thank you. I'm Gary McGoffin. I'm an attorney from Lafayette. I represent CLI Capital, which is the company from Amarillo, Texas, that financed the facilities that the school is located in right now. CLI has come to learn what's going on and is aghast at what's going on. Had no part of the excess payments going to Friends. Wants to be sure that every opportunity it has to support the school, to keep the school in place, to keep the students in place, is affected. They will work in any way possible with our new board to ensure that that happens. The documents that I passed out to you, first, in the event that there was going to be, and I understand maybe the eviction notice was withdrawn, but for the school to move, there's a regulation that requires that they would obtain a material amendment. And in pages 1 and 2 of what I've handed to you, it is the BSEE rules about what you have to do to obtain permission to move a school. You can't just do it on your own. You have to have BSEE authorize that. On page 3 is the purported lease between Friends and Education Explosion. The next 3 pages are the 3 pages from the Louisiana Legislative Auditor's report showing that, in fact, that lease that's purported to be a lease was never authorized by the board. And I'll just let you read those details. Apparently, there was not a quorum at the meeting, and some of the votes that were attributed to certain members of the board were not taken by those members of the board. In fact, one of them said he would not have voted in favor of it. So I thought that was important information for you all to have.
I have a quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
Are you referencing the current board or the previous board?
I'm talking about the board, the previous boards of Explosion Education.
Oh, okay.
And the previous boards of Friends. Actually, it doesn't look like it was anybody but Ms. Scott that was doing anything, according to what the documents are that we see. We were provided a copy of the notice of lease, but it did not include the amount of the payments, the monthly payments. We have been paid currently, at least through the month of March, for what was due on the mortgage, but had nothing to do with the excess payments that were being made over and above what the mortgage costs were. If you look at the last page, this is from the assignment of rent income and receipts. This is what secures the mortgage that we have on the property, and it's one of the rights that we have as mortgagor. If you look at the last page, 11, you'll see an asterisk by the highlighted portion. And ASINI, that's CLI Capital, in the event of the default, and there is because we've not been provided the financial statements which were supposed to be provided, and apparently they're not going to be provided because they cannot be provided. But we have the right to exercise all rights of the lessor in all leases covering the property, including the right to collect income and give receipts for it. So, again, the goal is not to take the building. The goal is not to take anything except the mortgage payments that are due, and anything that CLI can do to renegotiate or revamp terms, whatever's necessary to support this school to assure its success, they want to take. I'll be working with counsel for the other parties. I see my cohort, who I'll be talking with after this meeting, apparently, as well as tomorrow. Our goal is to work through this and make sure it's a success. I'm glad to answer any questions.
So how would this agreement affect the City of Baker School Board? Would that just affect, like, if they were going to pay us any rent payment, you have the right to collect that rent payment?
Two things. Number one, you'd have to, the purported Friends, would have to get a material amendment approved by BSEE to allow them to move that school. And there's a process you have to go through for that. It requires majority vote of the BSEE board. With regard to the lease payments and the rentals that we receive, we are entitled to receive those payments, any payments that are made. And so the goal there would not be to take anything more than what's necessary for the mortgage and the promissory note. But we have the authority to prevent any excess funds which might be going to Friends to not go to Friends, and we could control those and help make sure they get to the right spot in the event that that was going to happen. I anticipate we'll probably be filing a litigation next week to address that problem with them. We have no problem with you. And to assure, once again, that the funds are going where they're supposed to be, which is to take care of educating those kids and providing with a quality facility. Did I answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, sir. Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you. I have Ms. Naomi Guy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
First, I want to say thank you to Madam President, Mr. Schroeder, and who all was instrumental in working fast to help those kids over at Impact Charter. I have nieces and nephews over there, and I have a granddaughter over there. And I heard the gentleman, the attorney, talk about that previous administration. Well, y'all can believe this. I've heard some stories about it. But now they have a great administration, they tell me. I'm not sure because I'm not there, but that's what I hear from my nieces, and I hear from my son. So I just want to say thank you all, and whatever you all can do to keep these kids from being put out. It came in later this afternoon when they said eviction. You're going to evict those children and the teachers? I'm not understanding that. But whatever this board can do to help those children, I just want to say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Guy. We have Michelle Clayton.
Good evening, board members. It's an honor to be here tonight to speak on behalf of Impact Charter School. I'm Michelle Clayton, the interim superintendent. And I want to first just express my deep appreciation to the students, the staff, the families of Impact Charter who have gone through a lot this school year and have remained steadfast in their commitment to being educated at the school. I could not be more proud of those folks and what they've been able to accomplish under the circumstances. As many of you are aware, we received an eviction notice from the current owner of the facility. Our bus drivers walked into an eviction notice the other morning. Supposedly, it's now been quote-unquote revoked. I'm not sure what that means because does it come back to us a couple of days from now when something else happens just the way that it's happened now? But it has brought into a very sharp focus the fact that the school is very financially unstable with the lease agreement as it exists now. The term of $130,000 per month, it comprises about 36% of our budget. And when you take into account that salaries and benefits usually comprise about 70% of the budget, you're already over budget. From what I've been told that previous board may have actually approved a budget that included up to $1 million in deficit spending. And so we cannot continue to be financially stable as a school with that model. So we're asking this board to approve this tonight to allow us to move forward, to allow us to get into a building that allows us to be financially stable. To help the children. That's our focus. At this point, everything that we do, everything that we've done, everything that we will do centers around doing what's best for kids. And I want to appreciate Mr. Schroeder for stepping up when I called him. He said, we've got to do what's best for kids. That's also my heart, is to do what's best for kids. And I would encourage this board to do just that. The last thing I will say is that LDOE and Bessie are very aware of this situation. They've been fully engaged. They will do whatever it takes to make sure that we cross all T's and dot all I's. But right now, the health, the safety, the well-being of these students is at stake, and we're all going to do whatever it takes to make sure that they make it to the end of this school year safely. That is our job. The adults in this situation have to be the adults and step up and do what's right for kids. So I appreciate you entertaining this option for our students. And we can assure you we'll take great care of the building. We'll bring it up to speed in every way. And we'll have a great ending to the school year where the kids get what they need to be successful. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms.
Dr. Clayton, I have a question for you. Are you guys in the middle of leak testing right now?
We just completed LEAP testing, so we are finished with LEAP testing. We did a few makeups today. The kids came out. We had very few absences. Teachers reported every day. Like I said, tremendous staff, tremendous students, tremendous parents. And so we have completed all of our LEAP testing.
You say you've been in contact with the LDOE. Do
yes.
you have any idea when they will meet to say it's okay? Because according to the attorney, there is a process. So how long did they say anything about we have to move the kids?
Yeah, we'll be able to move forward. This is about the health and safety and well-being of students. This is more of an emergency situation. And when you have those types of situations, LDOE, BSEE, schools are going to take the necessary steps. We'll get the paperwork in order. We all know what's going on here, and we're just going to do what's right for kids.
Thank you, Dr.
So, a quick question for you.
Sorry.
Quick question. Does this require a vote of the BSEE board, or does it just require approval from the state superintendent at LDOE?
It requires a majority vote of the
BSEE. Okay.
I think in normal circumstances that may be true, but I will also say in emergency circumstances, we've seen BSEE take a lot of action during COVID, during other times where maybe some of those things can be done at a better time frame. Yeah, she's saying it is a material amendment, but in emergency situations, they can take steps to expedite that process.
So our goal tonight should just be to move forward, that we'll do what we can to assist.
Absolutely. We would greatly appreciate that, and we will make sure we have all the approvals necessary to make the move.
And I just want to clarify with this board, our authorization is not dependent upon a vote from BSEE. That's between MPAC. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Robert Young.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
My name is Robert Young, Baker City Councilman, District 4. I want to really show my appreciation for you all considering, Impact Charter. Impact Charter always, the building that they're moving in is a part of my district. Impact Charter, I have done things for Impact Charter that, it's supposed to be a charter school. When I take donuts to Baker High, take them to Impact Charter teachers. When I take them to Advanced Charter, I take them to Baker Middle School. But I even much beat Councilwoman Burgess basketball in that gym, in Impact Charter gym. So that's
you
how much
it. You did not beat me in basketball.
Of course, she always going to have the last word.
I beat you. Remember?
But that's why I beat her. If you all would consider it, I really would appreciate it, because I have constituents that's over at Impact Charter, the parents. Those are some of the ones that helped put me in office, not only Baker High, Baker Middle, but Impact Charter and Advantage. So I really appreciate what you all are doing.
Thank you, Mr. Young. Edmund McCassell.
Hey, Ms. Perkins. My name is Admiral McCassell. I'm a long life citizen here in Baker. All my kids went to Baker High School, Baker Middle. And I want to strongly let the board know that I appreciate your kind to house those kids and looking out for the kids. But I want to do it with precaution. And I have a few questions. Mr. Stroder, board, when is the last time that building had a professional inspection? And my question is given to the fact that I'm concerned about whether we're going to be at fault if something happens to those kids.
The last inspection was last July, and I believe that Impact would have have to get clearance from the Department of Health before they could inhabit that building, correct? Yeah, yeah. They would have to get some inspections done before they could do some certain things.
Okay. Are we prepared to do the special needs kids?
We wouldn't be doing that. Those are impact students, so they would do that.
You know, it's really, really, really and truly, it's a fight I would not to see our school system in. I know the kids got to go somewhere, and I understand that. But there are other buildings in Baker that they could have got. I mean, I just don't really want to see us get in. That's a fight we shouldn't have. We got a situation going now where it looks like it's going to be pretty good for the school system. And I don't know why we want to involve ourselves in this fight. I know it's for the kids, but I think they had other options they could have taken rather than getting a building from our school system. And that's not to say that I'm not for placing those kids somewhere. But I'm just looking at it. I'm asking the board, before y'all do this, take a look at it. Because it could end up our school system, if something happened over there and we're not covered, our school system and the city of Baker could be in for a big, big lawsuit. So take a deep breath, think about it, what could happen, and then vote on it.
Thank you, Mr. McCaffrey. Anyone else? The action items was...
I have a question.
Oh, I apologize.
That's okay. I'd like to... My concern is... I hadn't had the opportunity to look at all of the lease agreement, but my major concern is I know we've got to help and look out for the students, but I have to agree with Mr. McCaskill for a change in reference to housing the students and the future of the finances. Would it be possible in helping the students and the faculty? I think these prices are kind of steep because I don't think financially Impact Charter is in a position to be paying these kind of prices. And if we're supposed to be helping an assistant, how come we can't just have them pay the utilities and not charge them for the 3 months? Would that be possible?
And this board kind of determines the terms of that agreement. I think those were the terms that Michelle had requested, but ultimately that's up to this board.
Well, I'm sure they wouldn't want to pay more money if they don't have to. Am I correct?
Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't want to pay more? Right.
That's within the authority of this board.
And if I'm not mistaken...
Excuse me.
Hold on. Brandon, we have Brandon on Zoom. He had something to say.
Yeah.
Okay, and I understand.
That makes sense.
So my question is, do we have to charge $20,000 just because they brought 20 to us? They're scrapped, and it's like a drowning person. And we could be in the same situation ourselves. And all I'm asking is, do we have to charge $20,000 a month?
I would tell you that it's roughly $120,000 savings to what they employ now.
That's not my question. Do we have to charge 20? If they are paying for utilities, any other costs that they incur while they're there, and fixing up things, because now we went on air saying how dilapidated that building was. Keep that in mind. We did that. Well, not me, but it was stated, and it's on the air. So all I'm saying is this, and I agree with Ms. Perkins, if we are really about helping children, let's be honest with ourselves. Do we have to? That building is empty, and I know we can't give away things, but at this is an emergency. And if we can live with ourselves, you are our legal counsel. My question is, do we have to charge $20,000 a month? And I'm sure they'll take whatever they can get right now. But let's just put ourselves in that same situation, because we could be. That's all I'm asking. Whatever we have to charge, I think that's what we need to do.
The best way I can answer is the price that we come up with, are we agreed to, is a reasonable one to decide. If we want to adjust the rent at a future date, once they are in the building and we discover other things, the rent price can be revisited. But for right now,
okay, Mr. Stroder said that it's up to the board. So the board can lower this, is what you're saying. We haven't signed any agreement, any of that.
I want to clarify, because I didn't know this piece. But if this is a violation of the Constitution, I think you have to take that into consideration.
He didn't answer if it was a violation. He said that it's a reasonable. What is in violation? What is the number? That's what I want to know. What is the number we have to charge?
Under these emergent circumstances, short of getting an appraisal on the property, we evaluate the total amount of square footage. What if we go for in reasonable size? This is the best that we could estimate into what they should pay for 75 days of use.
So you all will have 75 days that you will be in the building, Ms. Dr. That's a question I need answered. What do we have to charge?
So I have a question, because if I understood the attorney, is it Mr. McGoffin, is that correct, that if we did collect any rent, then that rent could be collected by the mortgage company, correct? So what happens if is that correct? Am I
That's part of what I said. What I said was we have that right. The goal is to keep the kids in the building. We're going to have the work.
So if the a question, and Brandon's not going to like me for this question. So you know, if the agreement is in place and you know there's no made, then it's up to us at that point to decide if we wanted to kick them out or not. Like we could choose just not to collect, and they could finish the lease, correct? Thank you.
Okay. Excuse me, can you come up front, please?
She needs to fill out a card.
Can you fill out a card real quick? Thank you.
You can come right there. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. We're representing Education Explosion and Impact Charter School in the current administration. At this time, all of our efforts have been to be in the best interest of the students, the best interest of the school, what we can do to make sure that the school continues to operate and move forward. At this time, we have not had any arrangements or communications with Mr. McGuffin. He has reached out, but we don't have any documents regarding any arrangements with him as Education Explosion or as Impact Charter School. So right now, everything that we are doing is for the best interest of the students to see how they can finish this school year out, how they can finish the spring term, and as Dr. Clayton mentioned, for the safety of these students and for the well-being. Have done these checks. Bessie and LDOE are very aware of what is going on. They have been kept in the loop. They are also providing the recommendations as what they can do to make sure that the school moves forward, that the school continues to operate, and that the students continue to finish this term out.
Thank you. Now I have Ms. Brenda Jackson.
Good evening, Board President Butler, Superintendent Schroeder, and members of the board, listening audience, and those in attendance. I stand for clarification and verification. According to the recent news article that came out this evening, they rescinded that order. I read the statement. The kids are allowed to stay to the end of the term. And after hearing what I heard tonight, I strongly urge the board to, if possible, table this until the attorneys from both sides can come to a resolution regarding this matter. Because if Ms. Scott and her company or the nonprofit and it's reported with the news channels, I read the article, if she has rescinded, then why are we still having this meeting? That is the question I need clarification for. If the students are able to remain and complete the term out, that's all I need, so someone can give me clarification on that. Thank you very much.
Dr. Clayton, would you like to speak on that half, or?
I did ask for an answer. Someone can clarify and verify that. It appears to me when someone said it's up to the adults, then let's give counsel on both sides an opportunity to resolve it. Because what I heard tonight, this situation is missing. And I just urge the board deep consideration. You might want to table this matter and give these attorneys on both sides an opportunity to work it out.
So I just want to clarify this action item. So this action item is just authorizing legal counsel and the board president to work out the agreement. This vote tonight just gives them the authority to work out that agreement. This vote is not accepting the lease agreement.
Okay, but again, clarification and verification. What is the purpose of the agreement if the order is right and the people have given the students at Impact Charter the opportunity to complete the school term out?
Your 2 minutes up. Thank you, Ms. Jackson. Anybody you else? Filled it out, sir? You got your name? That's fine. That's fine.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Kenneth Campbell. I'm with Four Sector Solutions. I was the first director of charter schools for the Louisiana Department of Education, and so these things continue to be very interesting for me. I think the reality is that we have a school that's in a very precarious position. We see political leaders who change their mind left and right, back and forth, and this has been very chaotic. They were evicted. They're not evicted. They could turn around and change their mind again tomorrow. I think the reality is that this school needs to be in a place where they're safe and stable for the remainder of the school year. There are adult issues that need to be worked out. But in the short term, teachers, kids, families need one place so that they know where they're going to be until all of this gets worked out. That's what this lease agreement is all about. It really is saying, hey, we need to be in a safe and stable place until this all gets worked out. And leaving them at the mercy of someone who may change their mind tomorrow is not the place where I think we want to be.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Okay.
I'd like to make another statement in reference to the condition of Baker Heights. If I'm not mistaken, on the national level a while back, they said that the school was in deplorable condition. What have they done to be up to par with the school being usable? And I'd like to ask, that's Dr.
While you're thinking about that, Ms. Perkins, the national article you're talking about, that was Baker Field.
I thought Baker Field was Baker Heights.
Are you talking about the CBS news? They looked at both of those schools.
But they were not
issuing an official opinion on those schools.
May I say something right quick, please? This is getting out of hand. We're getting off a subject. Mm-hmm. We're here for one thing tonight, one thing only, and it's about the kids. And if, like Ms. Joseph said, what if we was in this position with our kids? And I'm going to tell you like this. I went to the school yesterday over by Baker Heights. And, of course, the pre-K building, yes, they had some breaking in, some, I wouldn't say damaging, just some books on the floor or whatever. But the other buildings were great. They had a few old books in the others. It's like old house you abandon, and you go back to it. And what you need to do, clean it up. Deodorize it. Sanitize it. This is what Baker Heights been there since 1961. What do you expect from an old building? Bakerfield the same way. Bakerfield been there a little bit longer, I believe. And that's the school I attended. But I'm going to tell you like this. It's all about the kids right now. They're in the middle of about to end school. And like someone just said, what if she changed her mind tomorrow and changed the knob to where the kids can't even get in? They changed the locks. But my thing is, it hurts me to where she want to come back and rescind the deal because she heard what people were saying about her. Because it's all about the kids, and she knows this. But now she want to come back and rescind because of what her name is. It's them backlashed on her.
So,
but we're going to move on,
yeah.
And we're going to take a vote.
So hold on. I need Brandon to clarify real quick Robert's rules of order, because I think they had moved past the point of public comment and we're entering back into it. Can you clarify that, please?
Right here. I move to call for the question. I need a second.
May I get a second? Second. Bring it over here, ma'am.
So again, I just want to clarify that the board is not accepting this lease agreement tonight. They are just giving the board president and legal counsel the authority to enter into a lease agreement. So that would include discussion with Impact to finalize that lease agreement and not accept the agreement.
Well, when would it be accepted? Because they have to be in the school by next week.
That would be up to Brandon and Monique.
For the contract to be put in place for them to be able to, without a board vote on that, what would happen is if they were told they had to be out of the property tomorrow, we wouldn't have any ability to even put in place a contract for them to be able to move.
So the way this item is written is it gives Brandon and the board president, Monique Butler, the authority to enter into an agreement. So if the board approves this item, then at that point they would work with Impact Legal and Dr. Clayton, and they would work out the terms of the agreement that was acceptable to both parties, and then they could execute the agreement at any point in time.
I'm allowed to.
Are you Ms. Webb?
Yes,
ma'am. You can go ahead.
Okay. I just want to be clear that the eviction, this is about the kids, and if it was truly about the kids, you wouldn't have came in to disrupt, dismantle, and destroy mid-school year. Also, the eviction was put in place because there was no payment of rent. Y'all wrote a check out for March, and then they turned around and they did a stop payment on that rent check. And then they refused to pay rent for April and then tried to negotiate what they wanted to pay for April, and that's not the way a lease works. You cannot tell someone what you're going to pay them. If the lease states this $130,000 is what the mortgage is, that's what it has been prior to this, the year prior to that, prior to that. It has not changed. The school that has been the lease payment, it has been...
I'm sorry, Ms. Webb, that's not on the agenda.
I just want to be clear that they have the... Eviction has been rescinded. She's not going to uproot kids mid-year because they want to be irresponsible and just don't want to make the payment. They did a stop payment on the March check. They paid it with no intention to pay. They did a stop payment, refused to pay April. You can't occupy a building for free.
That is not what we're on, ma'am.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make that clear.
You did state that she can come back
tomorrow and say, get out. That's not the case. But you cannot occupy a building for free. It costs to run a building, okay? They received the money for that. They refused to pay. You did a stop payment. That's all I could.
Thank you.
And also, I think she wanted to speak because the new building or the building that you guys are... Did you want to speak? Move in, I think her concerns were the building has not been checked, inspected for mold or it's been inspected for mold because I think he said that July of last year was the last date that it's been inspected. Is that true? I mean, well, we're going to be truth, right? They don't want to hear the truth.
We're going to tell the truth. This is not what's on the
agenda, ma'am.
You got to go what's on the agenda.
I would like to say once again that this action item is about this board giving the board president and legal counsel the authority to enter into an agreement. We will not entertain discussions about anything other than that. It's not up to us to decide what has occurred between whoever has occurred. What is in front of this board is a lease agreement option for Baker to enter into, and that's the only thing that we can discuss in this board meeting.
And there's a standing motion for a calling the question.
You have to call for a vote.
Okay.
You want to explain that, Corey?
On what now, Mr.
She
Corey?
Has to call for the vote.
You have to call for a vote to close any more discussion. Come and move on to the vote for the agenda item.
Yes.
Okay.
There's been a second. Just need to vote.
Vote. To close what?
We've already done that. We just need to vote.
The board would not vote. Ms. Perkins?
Would you repeat what we voted on?
I called for the question.
You're voting in discussion.
Any more discussion?
And you second, Ms. Perkins? Ms. Prophet
second, so we're calling for the vote.
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
And Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler? Yes. Motion carries.
Now you can take the motion, the action item. The board can discuss. The board can make discussion amongst themselves, but that ends public discussion.
So is there any comments from the board?
I would like to move to authorize the board president and legal counsel to enter into a lease agreement with Board of Education Incorporated, doing business as Impact Charter School, for the facility located at 3750 Harding Street.
Second.
Second. I have a motion by Ms. Burgess and a second by Ms. Joseph for consideration and acceptance authorizing the board president and legal counsel to enter into lease agreement with Board of Education, Inc., also known as Impact Charter Schools, for the facility located at 3750 Harding Street. The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Before I vote, I want to say that this is not about politics. This is about purpose. We have an empty building, and there are children who need a place to learn. I believe our community is at its best when we all work together to support the next generation, our children. I want to be remembered as a person who chose compassion, generosity, and wisdom, especially when it mattered, and it matters now. So my vote is yes.
Thank you. And Ms. Butler, yes. Ms. Prophet, yes.
Yes,
Ms. Joseph.
Yes.
I
didn't
hear her.
Did she have her microphone? The motion carries. Do we have any announcements?
Next board meeting is May 6th.
Oh, I apologize. Yes. We will now take a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
I second.
Ms. Joseph?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Burgess and second by Ms. Joseph to adjourn. The board will now vote. Perkins?
Yes.
Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler, yes. We're adjourned. Thanks. She must be kind of Miss, what's her name? She reminded me of Scott when I saw Prince and across her. I said she was fast with Scott.
Need to get you to sign this, please. What y'all voted on tonight?
Oh, please do.
Yeah.